Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know what I don't understand? Calculus. Okay, I don't understand that for
sure. Nuclear physics.
Don't know that.
What else?
I don't even know how the radio works, really. Those radio waves and how they get to everybody else, you know, that's listening. And I work in radio.
No one else does either.
Really? Okay. Well, just technology in general and just the way things have changed so much. Even, you know, I used to write lists or I would, look at something. And Tom taught me this trick. He's like, just take a picture of it. Just take a picture of something that you want to buy or, you know, do a screenshot.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it so much easier if I want to remember something or if the kids have homework, you know. But now, I guess Google's rolling out this new search feature for phones, and it's called Google Lens Multi-Search. And it lets you take a photo of something and then ask a follow-up question. So, for example, you could take a picture of someone's jacket and ask, where did they buy it? And it will be able to tell you where you could get that jacket.
They've been getting smarter and smarter with searches. I mean, I used to be so proud of the fact whenever they first came out with the search Google and Alta Vista and some of those places.
Yeah.
And you had to ask the question right or you didn't get the results you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew how to use the plus sign and the quotations and the, you know, parentheses and the minuses. And I could ask questions that would get it. Now they've made it where you just put a couple of words in and they're smart enough to figure out what you meant to ask.
Even with songs, if you can't think of the lyrics, you can hum it and it'll tell you what the song is.
Cool.
It's amazing.
Sometimes you're that bad, it doesn't even know what the heck you're trying to tell it.
That has happened a few times.
Yeah,
but I mean, how many times, Tori, have you like taken a picture? And I'm just kind of curious of, let's say, someone else's shoes. And didn't even tell them about it.
It was just that one time under the stall, but it was a little awkward.
you see a girl's shoes there, and you're like, man, those are cute shoes, but I don't want to ask her about them right now. So you just kind of slide that camera down.
That's why I turned that noise off, the click noise.
Oh, well.
You don't want that on if you're taking pictures. You don't want to get caught.
You ever been busted by that, though?
Oh,
or the flash, and you're like, that was them over there. That was not me.
Yeah.
You don't want to flash underneath the bathroom stall.
That's you might.
Okay,
goodness.
Not that kind of flash. Anyway, I worded that poorly.
Yeah.
But they say, for example, in the future, something might be broken. You take a picture of it and you type or say, hey, how do I fix this?
And that's already with YouTube. You can do that, but that's just making it even easier.
Yeah, I know. It's like you can go get the do-it-yourself videos now, the fixed toilets and all kinds of stuff.
You know, you can watch those videos, but it's still not the same as doing it, because once you start to do what you're watching in the video, it's hard.
It is. You just got to pause so many times.
Yeah, and the fact they make it look easy.
Yeah.
And
that's what they
not.
Need. You need to be able to tell the phone to pause instead of having to press stuff. Be like, pause that, go back 3 seconds, and that way you could be hands-free while you're working on. I just thought of something
genius.
Yes, you did.
And they're going to do it, and I'm not going to get anything for it.
Well, until then, when they record the video, the guy should be pausing. Like, all right, turn this screw.
Yeah.
And then looks at the camera, waiting for you. You got it? Are you done yet?
It's like Dora the Explorer for grown-ups.
Yeah.
Go to the backpack. Good job. You found the backpack.
But where's the map?
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, pretty much technology, if it continues on, I'm not going to have to do anything.
You don't now.
That's true.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Talking about the election, we don't have all the results in yet, which is weird. I mean, we used to have the results almost instantly. Mm-hmm. And now as technology has progressed, we take longer and longer to get the results.
A lot of times you have them before the polls close. I don't even know how that works.
I feel like that's what drives people to believe that the elections are rigged, is that grew up in an era where they counted all these votes, presumably by hand, and gave us the results, and they were the results, and it was over. And then all of a sudden, we started having hanging chads, and then people started doing like, oh, the election machines are rigged, and then they started doing votes at 2 a.m. in the morning, and it's like no one knows what to trust anymore.
Why would they hang a Chad just because he didn't get the vote right?
Poor Chad.
The hard worker.
But if someone asked you who you voted for, would you tell them? Maybe family, friends?
I tell close family, yeah, if they ask.
I mean, if I know them, I mean, if a stranger just comes up, I don't know if I would. But, I mean, I have friends that have been discussing politics, and I just keep my mouth shut because I didn't agree with them. Mm-hmm. And they turned around and asked me, and I was honest. And they looked at me like I was in a different world for voting the way I did. And I'm like, we're still friends.
Yeah,
we just don't talk politics.
As long as you've actually researched who you're voting for, then fine. If you have done the homework, fine. But the people who are like, well, mama, grandma, and grandpa all vote this person, so I'm voting them. That's when I'm like, I'm judging you a little.
Nana, why'd you vote that way? And you see celebrities now, they're much bolder, and they speak out, and that probably are alienating 50% of the people that might have liked them.
I'm sorry, you can only speak out if you're for one political party if you're a celebrity. Have you noticed the celebrities who have come out for Trump or are Republican, they get canceled.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, well,
you shouldn't cancel anyone for the way they vote.
I think that the celebrities, it's like, we didn't really ask for that.
We didn't.
It's okay that they have their opinion, but when you start trying to get everyone else to agree with your opinion, you're a little arrogant. I don't get on here and tell people how they should vote. I know how I'm going to vote, but I don't tell you who you should vote for.
Exactly. Now, when it comes to voting, you don't tell anybody how to do their life, but if it's something else, you might tell them. Every once in a while.
Just trying to help out.
Well, especially the celebrities who don't even live here and can't vote, but yet they're telling people who to vote for.
Yeah, who was it? Harry Styles? Harry Styles got up there and talked about election in Texas. I'm like, you're from England.
Yeah.
Well, come on, dude. I don't go over to England and tell you people to vote for Boris Yeltsin or nothing. That's not my business. But yeah, it is weird that people feel so strongly about something that they think that everyone needs to do what they say. But that's something I take pride in our show, is that you may get a hint of what we believe, but we're not telling you that you're supposed to vote that way. We're not telling you you're wrong if you don't. It's just, hey, do what you want to do.
Well, sometimes maybe if it involves like your favorite person on American Idol, sometimes we'll
encourage you.
Yeah, if they're from here, we'll say, hey, you need to, you know,
I mean, if they're a local,
Well, before we get too stupid here, I want to tell you the facts on this. 1 out of 7 Americans say they never tell anyone, not even friends and family, who they voted for. Now, I do know a lot of the older generations think that that is a very private thing. Now, obviously, with social media, we threw that out the door, and that's going well, isn't it?
No. I got to say, you know, your privacy has changed so much because
people don't care.
I still think there's a percentage of people that don't want anything on the internet and on social media, and even talking about their relationships. And then somebody's going, they're going to tell everything. Like, it's too much information.
Yeah.
There's the one person doesn't tell enough, and the other person tells way too much.
Yeah, I know someone who doesn't tell anything about their personal relationships, and then they act surprised whenever people say stuff about it and all. And they're like, what's up?
Are you talking about me?
Oh, no. What made you think that?
No, I'm just saying because you share way too much. And I'm like, I don't want to see that rash, okay?
Y'all are different. Yeah. One tells too much, one don't say anything.
I know.
Okay.
Well, this is interesting. Younger voters don't think anyone cares if they voted or not. I guess at some point I'm like, I don't care what you do, but I do encourage you to vote.
Just don't get your information from a celebrity. Do your own research. Or the media.
Exactly.
Do your own research.
Don't. I say don't vote. If you don't have a clue about what's going on and you go in there and just start checking names, do not vote for the person for the coolest name.
You could make a case that random voting like that could be better than voting for the best liar.
don't know.
I'm voting by their outfits. Yeah. If they're dressed cute, they got my vote.
Wow.
Just kidding.
That's kind of, well, Hawk goes for their last name. He's like, wish everyone has the coolest last name.
I'm going to be honest. I've been a registered voter since I was 18, and I didn't know anything about politics. I just did it because just registered because it happened in school.
Yeah.
They came around and said, you want to register to vote? I'm like, yeah. So I've been a registered voter since, and I'll be honest, I just went in there going, ugh, I don't even know these people. Any, meeny, miny, mo.
Well, I think all of us, when you're like looking at like the livestock commissioner, you're like, whatever. I don't know anything about that.
I feel like I'm taking a test at school.
Well, and you didn't study some of these people.
But let me ask you one question, because I noticed this when on the ballot. Like, there's some areas where it's just the one person. And I'm like, just give it to him.
No, it does seem stupid, doesn't it?
Why?
Because somebody could do a write-in.
Oh.
So he's unopposed. Somebody could write in. I started
so.
To write your names in.
Just for, but you know, I didn't want to. You just, you know, just prank us. And all of a sudden, yeah. We're like, we won what?
I'm a livestock commissioner.
Yeah. Let me ask, when there is only the one, do you at least vote for him?
Yeah, but her. I was like, if you wrote us in and I won that, I would be like, how much does it pay?
If Tom was a livestock commissioner, we wouldn't have any cows left.
Yes, you would. You'd have the best cows in the country.
They'd be all dead.
Oh, I would not eat a raw cow.
In his freezer.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, they ask women to take them through the process of buying a piece of clothing. These researchers. And so they found that women go through up to like anywhere from like 10 to 15 steps just to get one thing or buy one thing. And it could take up to 40 hours before they buy that one thing.
And only two of those hours are having a mental breakdown in the fitting room.
They didn't mention that.
You know, this is true of so many things, because sometimes you'll be sitting there and you'll research a $500 item for a long time. You'll be at the grocery store looking at a tube of toothpaste and comparing it to the one next to it to see how many pennies it is per ounce with the same degree of effort and time.
There you go. Okay.
Why do we do that?
I don't know, but the girls are taking way longer when it comes to buying clothes.
I bet.
So, and I know it's important, like shoes, clothes, all that stuff. For guys, most of the time, if I'm walking through a Kohl's, I'm like, a shirt gets my attention. I'm like, look at that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I won't even try it on. I'll just gamble.
Especially if the price is good.
Yeah.
Now, if it's expensive, I'll start looking and being like, well, I don't know.
So here are the steps. Here's the breakdown that the women do when they are buying a piece of clothing. They look at a magazine or website for inspiration on what to buy.
Pinterest.
Wow. This is women, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't do that.
You go to Pinterest?
Yeah. Oh. Go on there and get some ideas.
Yep. Okay. You search for the item on two or three sites to get different pricing before you buy the clothing.
I just go straight to Amazon, and if it's not there, I call it a wash. And
really?
I assume I don't need that outfit.
See, I don't think that's a bad idea, because you can get that as like some good clothes on eBay.
On eBay? I didn't know that.
If you can't find a specific piece of clothing or some shoes, try eBay, and sometimes you can snipe them at the last moment.
Yeah, I grabbed a whole pack of underwear.
Were they used or new? I'm not going to lie. I've gotten some designer jeans that way, because jeans hold up really well. Mm-hmm. And if you can go get a pair of, I don't know, Versace or Armani jeans for what costs a new Levi's would cost, sometimes that's worth doing if they're still in great shape.
I've seen his clothes. I've seen packages come to the doorstep when we were roommates from eBay that were clothes. And Tom would do a fashion show for me in the living room.
Look what I got.
All right. This is the way women buy clothes, sending links to at least two friends for their opinions.
Yes, especially if it's a special occasion.
Have you ever asked another guy for their opinion on an item of clothing before you bought it?
No. Never.
I mean, maybe if you were with them in the store and you tried it on, you're like, what do you think about this? But that's an opportunity.
I will do that for like a car or something. Or I've done that with you in other areas.
Well, like, sure, like a computer.
Like a computer. Like, Tom, should I buy this computer?
Well, if I'm going to a party, I will call buddy friends of mine and say, hey, what are you wearing? Because I need to know what I need to wear. I don't want to go too dressy, or I don't want to too dress down.
So Kate always kind of done that.
Mm-hmm. But I don't say which shoes go better with my jeans.
I know.
I don't do that.
All right. So the process women go through buying a piece of clothing, they say they post photos on Facebook for more opinions.
Oh, my God.
No.
Yes, this is taking too long.
Checking Instagram to make sure no one they know is already wearing it.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
No, because sometimes if you wear something really cute on Instagram, I'm going to private message you and be like, where'd you get that? Send me the link.
Okay, sending links to their moms or sisters for approval. Not only their friends, but they'll go with family members. Because your mom's most likely going to tell you exactly what you look like in that, right?
Oh, Kathy's honest. She'll let me know.
They will visit the shop to try it on.
Yeah.
So they're going to drive there. They'll take a selfie in the fitting room to look at it from all angles. Like, I know they have the mirrors, but they'll also take a selfie with it.
Yeah, I'm busy getting naked in front of that mirror trying to see parts of me I can never see before.
Okay.
The security guard's behind the mirror taking pictures of y'all.
Yeah, not me. They're like, never mind.
Okay, well, they will either buy it in the store or they will go at home and buy it online or buy it in the store on their phone online, whichever is cheaper. It might be cheaper online or in the store.
Well, assuming so it's the same price, I just buy it in the store because you
agree.
Have it right then.
Yeah, but if it's cheaper, they're going to go and buy it online. So that's the process.
I would just go to the cashier and go, hey, this is online for this price.
You can do that too.
Can you do that? I was going to say, yeah. Stores would be, it'd be nice if you found it on Amazon that, hey, this is what it costs there. Can I get that price here?
Some stores do price matching and some do not.
Yeah, price matching.
Yeah.
But if they don't, you're like, okay, thank you. Click order and leave.
Can you put this back on the shelf?
Yeah.
I'm not walking back there.
Yeah. I'm too tuckered out from finding it.
Yeah.
So you ladies apparently do it just a little bit different than us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We are on the line with Scott right now with a second date update. And Scott, you told us that you went out with a girl named Hannah. You thought it went well, but she's not calling back. Is anything you know of that might have caused this?
No, I can't think of anything. It was, we went on a date, we had dinner, everything went fine, and now she's not returning my calls, not returning my texts.
Okay, well, that's what we're here for, because maybe she'll answer our call,
sure.
And then you sit back and listen and see if we can get an answer from her.
Hello?
Hi, is this Hannah?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Hawk and Tom. We are live on the radio on B93.7 right now. How are you this morning?
Wow, I'm good. Hi.
Hey, we want to try to give you a prize this morning.
Yeah, congratulations.
Okay.
We're going to do a second date update, and you could win a free dinner on us. We are calling because a friend of ours named Scott said he went on a date with you, and you weren't calling back, and we told him we'd try to find out why.
You remember Scott?
Yeah, I do remember Scott.
Okay, Scott said he thought everything went great, so we thought we would see if maybe something didn't go so great that he doesn't realize.
We did have a good time. At least it started out as a good time,
okay.
But I thought it was a little odd. He started to guess my bra size in the middle of dinner.
When did he do this? Was this like back at your apartment, or was it at dinner, or what?
No, this was at dinner.
Okay.
We're in the middle of eating.
I have to ask, did he guess it right?
Oh, Tom.
Yeah.
Tom.
And he got it right.
Okay. That is kind of strange.
Do you have an unusual bra size, or is it kind of, would it be easy to guess?
Tom.
What? That's a good question.
Well, 34C? I don't know.
I mean,
I just thought it was odd that it was coming up during dinner and on a first date.
Yeah.
And I went along with it.
Bad as having a DJ ask you on your first phone call.
Were you eating chicken breasts?
Oh.
He held up the chicken. Would you say about this size?
Okay. Well, you know what? We've got Scott on the line right now, and we wanted to break this to him.
Scott.
That's tacky, man.
Pervert.
It was all in fun. I do it all the time.
Okay.
I guess bra sizes. It's
You know what scares me about this?
I guessed your size. And Hannah, you laughed. You thought it was funny.
Yeah, I went along with it to keep things from getting weird.
Right.
That's called a nervous chuckle.
Okay, but he got it right, Hannah.
Well, like that matters?
Yeah. Well, I think it does give him does this because it's a thing he does well, and people must think it's like going to the fair or the carnival and they guess your weight.
They don't do that anymore because someone got offended.
Hannah, did you ask his shoe size?
Oh, wow.
Oh. 13, by the way.
13. I could see him at family reunions. Hey, Granny, come here.
Yeah. Pull your dress up, Granny.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me see if I got it right.
I didn't do it in a creepy way. It was just something I do. I do it for fun. I do it at work. I do it with my friends.
Oh, you know what scares me is he
nine
might guess
nine. 9 times out of 10, I'm usually right.
Okay, hey, have you seen any pictures of Tom on our website? Can you guess his bra size?
Well, I don't know about dudes.
He's got some nice man boobs.
40
D's. Yeah.
They are not.
You can go online with dudes with boobs. You can see him there.
And it's 48.
Here's the thing, man.
But it was all done in fun. It was just an icebreaker. I didn't mean anything by it.
Wait, Scott, you don't do it. What?
I agree with him.
No, you do it.
Yes.
You don't do that on
it. You know what?
It is not a good icebreaker.
You dodged a bullet with someone who's way too uptight and serious.
No, come on, Tom. That's bad information for everybody listening.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No. You know, lighthearted and fun, you know, and it's okay.
Well, a guy takes your daughter out first time, and he starts doing that with your daughter.
How old are you, Hannah?
28.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, come on.
I don't care what she does when she's 28.
You know what? A woman is she should be a princess.
Oh, my. Coming from you, of all people.
Well, you know, princesses wear bras,
you don't treat every woman like a princess.
I don't know about princess, but at least let's not treat it like a carnival date. Step right up. Let's guess that bra size,
but
girly.
Carnivals are fun.
No.
Not when they're asking that stuff. What next? My pants size?
And I want to address something else. You say you do it at work?
Yeah,
like,
that's scary.
Can you even get away with that at work? Are you in HR department?
I've never been called to HR. All the women I've done it to, they've laughed.
Yeah, you might want to say that differently. I've performed for. Shared my gift with.
Yeah, I want to see you. He's going to be on America's Got Talent.
Yeah. America's Most Wanted.
Yeah. He'll like do it for the judges. Like, okay, you're 36C, you're 38D. And
Scott, I see where you're coming from. I think people are way too uptight these days. Hannah,
please.
I get where you're coming from, too. But I think if you guys.
It's such a tacky question.
Okay, then you guys aren't made to be together. Because to me, I would say this guy was fun. He had this quirky thing about him, but we had a good time, and he was harmless about that, and I wouldn't let it slow you down.
Disagree.
Yeah, that's something tacky you do on a second date.
Yeah.
Come on now.
At least wait till the third or fourth. Come on.
My wife and I were coming up for air from Lip Locked on our first date.
Well, you know what, Tom? Just because you do it that way and it's acceptable for you, it doesn't mean it's acceptable for everybody.
I didn't say it, but I'm saying it is for Scott.
It was gross for us to watch, Tom.
Yes, it was. Would you guys want to go out on a second date? And my question is, was he doing it for the waitress and everybody else in the restaurant?
Hey, we'll send you to Hooters next time.
Be there all night.
There you go. Do you guys want to go out on a second date or not?
She does not.
Let her answer.
She doesn't want to go. Can't you read the room?
Would you let people answer for themselves?
Go ahead and tell them, Hannah.
No.
Thank you.
Okay, I at least wanted to ask and be courteous.
So, all right, Scott, obviously you would if you could, but it doesn't look like
Hannah's
right.
I would if I could, but.
Okay, well, thanks for sharing your story this morning, and we appreciate you being on the Hawk and Tom Show.
And Scott, anytime you and I ever meet, you can go ahead and take a stab at me.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, well, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for calling, y'all.
Wow.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. That's your second date update this week. I'm ashamed of you, Tom.
What?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hawk accuses me of being a jerk because I make fun of stupid people. And I never really thought about it before, but Hawk says that if you're making fun of stupid people, it's the same as a good-looking person making fun of an ugly person. They didn't have any choice in being stupid.
There you go.
And so just because you got lucky and you're smart, it's mean to pick on dumb people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I never thought of it that way before.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have a really good point. I'm not going to stop doing it, but you have a really good point. But I feel like that stupid people, actually, unlike ugly people, they are a drain on the society. We have to support those people. And we have to put stickers on our blow dryers telling them not to use the blow dryer in the shower because otherwise they would. And it's like we have to deal with all this extra stuff because of dumb people.
Well, I will say this, though. The difference between the ugly people reference is, I'm like, if you're kind of, you know, not the smartest guy in the room, you can educate yourself and read a book or two.
But you can't be smart.
But when it comes to ugly...
You can go to a plastic surgeon.
Okay, I guess so.
And just a quick side note. I happened to see a video yesterday with someone in another country talking about the way America does things. And to have a plug in the bathroom was weird for her. She goes... She held the dryer up. She goes, is this not a problem that you have a plug in and the dryer and the same with all the water? I didn't know that was not a thing in other countries.
See, we're not that dumb here. We can at least handle an outlet in the bathroom and not electrocute ourselves too many times.
It's GFCI, ground fault circuit interrupted, and it basically means as soon as it detects current going across the wires in the wrong way, it instantly shuts the voltage off. So if you have that, which is mostly in modern homes, you'll probably be okay even if you toss the blow dryer in the water. Don't try that, though.
Man, you just sounded really smart, man.
I didn't understand a word.
I didn't understand a word of it.
Well, the reason I bring this up is because of a dumb guy in a video. And this is one of the dumb guys that's kind of funny. But it could probably be bad if he was in charge of the wrong stuff. There's a guy who is dumb enough to have done this and posted it on the internet.
Okay.
But he is known as the idiot who bought 7 boxes of salt. Mm-hmm. And here's why he bought 7 boxes of salt.
He loves sodium.
No, his wife sent him with a grocery list.
Okay.
And there was item number 1, mm-hmm. item number 2, item number 3, and item number 7 was salt.
Okay.
He thought the numbers were how many to get of each item.
Oh.
He bought 1 of the first thing, 2 yeah. of the second thing, okay. and by the time he got to salt, he had bought 7 boxes of salt. And he says it's okay because he really likes salt.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like that's one of those things he did on purpose so she doesn't ask him to do it again.
Okay, that could be.
So here's what he bought. He bought 1 Velveeta, uh-huh. 2 chips, tortilla chips.
Yeah.
Tortilla. 3 hamburgers.
Hey, don't be calling people out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
4 waters, 5 sugars, 6 pastas, and 7 salts.
Yeah, you would see that it's you'd probably on a list at that point.
I mean, the fact they're all in order should maybe make the intelligent mind go, that might not be the... What are the odds that it would be in perfect order like that?
True, but I grew up going to the store about every day for my mom. Not one time did she ever put numbers on the list.
Well,
it's usually written.
Well, but
unless there is a number, then that means get 2 dozen eggs.
If you go on, put the numbers on the other side, not the mm-hmm. you know the front like the left side.
Oh,
put
like
it on
eggs
the right,
times 2.
Yeah, or whatever.
Yeah, in parentheses or something.
So, okay, and I know that was dumb.
Yes, it was.
But let's see if you guys know this one. You know on your toaster, it has numbers on it, okay?
Uh-huh.
Like 1 through 7, and we'll say 1 through 7.
Okay.
Okay, you think that's like to control as far as how you cook your toast. Like you want to be a little bit darker, so you put it on number 4. Did you know that is actually minutes? Like you will cook for 1 minute, and then... If you put on 2, it's 2 minutes.
How did you find this out?
I saw it on video.
Oh, I thought maybe you set off a smoke alarm.
No,
when you put your toaster in for 7 to get a really dark crust.
But that is that stands for minutes. That's not for like the tone.
The degree of
it depends on the toaster. My parents have one. I'm very certain it's the darkness.
You Google it and you'll see.
I believe there are different companies that do that different ways.
I don't have a toaster. I got to go buy one to check that out.
Yeah.
That's extreme.
What?
Does have to go buy one just to see if Hawk's right or not?
See if you're right.
Yeah, come back in. You're right.
I'm gonna get my timer out.
My house burned down, but you're right.
Uh-huh. I'm just saying, there's little things like that where you know it catches you off guard sometimes.
That seems different to me.
You know, maybe dumb people do need help at times.
Well,
you talking about Hawk?
No.
Oh,
I'm
this surprised. Guy, this shopping guy.
Well, I'm sure his wife's gonna give him a little help when he gets home. She's gonna be like, "You idiot."
Tori, why would you call me out?
Yeah, that's just...
Cato did. I was asking a question.
You said, are you talking about Hawk?
I was like, making sure I was protecting you.
I've not said anything dumb this conversation.
Well, kind of.
Sure?
We kind of thought you were saying that toaster thing out of your own experience.
Not this conversation. I have not said anything dumb.
Give it time.
I was calling myself out for going to buy a toaster just to check out.
We thought you were joking.
I am.
Oh boy.
Honestly, you know, as far as the dumb contest going on right now,
yeah,
I'll go ahead and say I probably need a little bit more education, but Tori's close behind me.
Wow.
Which number am I on the list?
Maybe she's like, it's like when I was growing up and I was the loser, but every now and then there'd be a worse loser and you would pick on him to make yourself feel better.
Is that what I'm doing?
Maybe she's trying to do that.
Oh, okay.
She's like, if I pick on Hawk, yeah. I won't be the worst one.
Well, now I'm confused. And
I'm too. I'm confused,
but
too.
But if you lump Kano's Torture Tuesdays in there.
That's pretty dumb, too. I need to help all of y'all.
Hold on, I'm looking up toasters on Amazon.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.